This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
It's the Trim Healthy Podcast
with
Serene and Pearl. I'm Danny Valdez. Super excited today.
Oh my.
Super excited. And let me tell you why. A couple things.
That
okay?
was like a throw up of an introduction, but I loved it. It was a throw up of joy.
I loved it because he got out of that rut he's been in for like a good 3 months.
Keep going.
I'm so hyperactive. Anyways, so a little NSV, first of all, for me.
Non-scale victory peeps.
You know how these chicks are into their thigh gap?
You mean chicks, meaning woman, want a thigh gap.
Oh, I gave that up years ago.
Yeah, I embrace my non-thigh gap.
I think it's one of the weirder goals, by the way. Like, it's
great. Are you saying you've got yourself a thigh gap?
No, I'm saying I lost my thigh gap.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's why you're looking so brightly today, Dan. You've put on a little bit of male girth.
Goal weight,
I
man.
Said to Dan, he looks like some kind of Latin dancer today. Like he's like gotten all fit, but it's not. It's because he's gained some.
Well, I've gained some. I've been back on my push-up game. You know, summer's coming. So I got to look right in that two-piece, you know, and...
So you've gained lean.
I'm talking about a t-shirt and shorts. What do you think?
Don't even say the word shorts because it's trauma to me, okay? Because Danny Pearl and I went on some kind of like, was it some kind of a book signing?
Yes, it was.
Danny came.
Yes.
And
we're on
it was
the
our
beach.
Day off, okay? It was our day off. And he's like, I just think I'll just go for a little run. Just a little run. But you see, the beach was right in front of our hotel room. So you just see whoever's going to be running by. All of a sudden, we see this streak of lightning come running by this white Latino. Even though, I don't know why.
With the sparkliest green
olive,
shorts.
Though. I don't know why he seemed to be like white.
He was white.
But he was white.
Yeah, it was very pasty.
Yeah.
I hadn't been out.
And these little silk shorts, like boxes. Like, you know, the ones that people box in? Not boxes, like underwear, but you know the ones that they...
Yeah.
And they were
Rocky Balboa
green.
Ones?
Yes. Yeah. Fighter. Yeah, I was in my skimpies.
Yes. And I can't get that on my head, so you can't even mention shorts because I'm right back at that moment.
Well, so I was jogging normal too. And when I saw you up ahead, I was like, oh, I'm about to pass the girls. Man, I put it in gear. Yeah, I just wanted to burn, like this man is a runner. I wanted the ego clout.
His nose was all the way up in the air.
Yeah.
It was very powerful.
Hey, may I? Because this is funny.
Here's
the thing. What's your NSV? You made goal weight. Three cheers for Dan.
So I lost my thigh gap.
Oh.
And got a rubbing abrasive sore from the friction.
Oh, of just having more flesh.
There's a Band-Aid on it right now.
Oh, that's so
It's a huge
weird.
Blister.
Okay, so is that just mass of humanity or is it just fat?
It's because they've never touched. It's just
never
fat.
Touched in your life.
They've never seen each other and they've greeted.
But you don't look fat at all. You look like you're very strong. You're doing well, Dan.
Thank you. Thank
you're
you.
Doing well.
Yeah.
Congratulations to you.
I got another thing though.
Okay, but I have
One
to
more.
Say something so funny and it's about this. Okay,
well,
go
Dan. First.
No, because it's about the same more things about yourself.
It's not about me. This one's about you.
Okay.
This one is about the exciting email I got today. That the pleasure cookies are back in stock.
Yeah.
Okay. And
you got that.
I wanted to shout it to the rooftops because the last time I had a pleasure cookie must have been, was it
over
year?
A year ago. That's
must have been
how
a year
long
ago.
It's been.
And I was super stoked that I had like this new, because I'm a bar guy.
Yeah, you are.
Like, on the go, if I'm just crashing, I just want my thing. And there's, you almost can't get a bar, right? That's not going to spike your blood sugar.
Oh, they're so full of fillers these days.
Yeah, and the
Except
fillers.
Except for ours, but continue on.
So the pleasure cookie was my replace. It was like I finally had my thing to come in the car with me. And I've been a little heartbroken and I'm super stoked they're back.
Yeah, because you said, Pearl, please, got any pleasure cookies laying around?
Yeah.
So Leslie brought you some. Okay.
Yeah. Now I'm going to eat it while you tell me your thing.
Okay. So this is funny because the whole opening of our show was you... kind of me commenting on Danny's appearance. Like, he always comes in such, you know, I mean, he's Danny. He just brings presence to the room, whatever he's wearing.
But
or
it's
something.
Always extreme.
It's extreme, okay? Anywhere, however he's
though?
Feeling
you know
comes out in your
the,
outfits
you know those
and your
mood
hair?
Rings from the 1980s?
Yes.
He is a mood ring.
I'm
Danny's
a mood ring.
And it changes, like, color
and vibe.
You
know what's so funny? I wanted to start, because I've got actually a really important party today, which is the methylation part two. We're going to go into the science.
And we have to keep quick, too, these days.
I know, but And that's what I'm going to talk about. This is so funny. I just let you guys go on about his appearance and running on the beach and Danny's green shorts and Danny's hair.
I know normally you're like bell, bell, bell with Liz.
Yes, but I let you go because I wanted to bring some feedback. This is so funny. Okay, 2 weeks ago we did a potty and it was only 20 minutes long. And we thought, oh, well, we'll get away with that.
I thought it was 30.
Cousin Ben is sitting over there in the corner, right? So you'll come to know him. Some of you are going to love him. Some of you are going to hate him because he's what he's doing. He's making changes and people don't like change, right?
He's making what kind of changes?
Well, just he had to cut us shorter because we're going to be doing some fun, interesting things.
Is he going to fire me, Ben? Ben, after all we've done.
He's not going to fire you. He actually likes the Dan.
Okay.
He likes some Dan on the potty.
Fine. John tried.
Anyway, so what happened was we thought, okay, I thought the potty felt good. I thought we really brought it. But Leslie here said, no, that feels short, girls. I think you're going to get some feedback. And I was like, nah. Well, the potty came out and I cannot tell you how many posts I saw on Facebook. Girls, what's the story? 20 minutes, you totally cut it off. It needs to be longer. I hated that length. There were so many, some people were like a bit sharp and nasty about it, but some people were so kind and it actually ministered to my soul and redeemed humanity to me because people were saying, I love the deep dive, girls. Bring back the deep dive. And they're like, when you go really into it and even your rabbit trails, just bring them back, girls. And I was like, haven't we had 1,000 letters about people hating our rabbit trails?
Yeah. Yeah.
It was so funny. And I didn't know what to think because I thought, there's people that like our longness and our chattiness. And then someone said, oh no, I loved it. And I especially hate every potty string comments on what Danny's wearing. It's old girls, get over it. That's why I let you do it today.
I can't help it.
Serene's a fashionista though. I mean, she knows her stuff. That's the thing.
It's so funny because you can't please everyone, right?
No.
But I'm going to get onto methylation, but I'll tell everyone, we're going to find our sweet spot. They're not going to be an hour long anymore. We just can't. But I don't think they're going to be 20 minutes either. We'll just try and, you know, play around with that 30-minute thing and see how we go.
See what happens.
I think, though, I want to bring this because, you know, we got a lot of feedback about the potty. And I wanted to read this because I feel like I wanted to explain myself.
Yeah.
We got this. It shows like the spectrum of things we get for people because we get a lot of people saying so kindly and a lot of people express themselves so lovingly. Oh, I love Serene's scriptures. Please, please tell her to keep bringing them, right? And then we've got a lot of other people that say, hey, I don't need church, girls. You know, I'm just in it for what you're going to bring. You know, scripture too is fine, but don't make it church, okay? So we get both. So then I got this. And I don't think it matters because she said she left the party.
Oh, she left.
Hey, Pearl. I rarely pass along negative feedback about the podcast, but I felt that this one needed to be shared with you to see if you felt it needed a response. So here she says this, I have gotten a lot of help from doing Trim Healthy Mama and listening to the potty. However, I won't be listening anymore. I'm tired of hearing Pearl apologize for being too Christian. I turned it off today after she told Serene not to use bless when talking about the I'm That Girl book. In Pearl's fear of offending people and losing listeners, she has lost me. People know that's who they are. They can listen or not. But when you stop being who you are to appease an audience, I'm out. I once heard a statement, little compromises lead to big disasters. I'm not saying that Pearl is headed to a disaster. I'm just saying she should not be ashamed to talk about the Lord and recognize without him, her company wouldn't have succeeded. So here's what I'd like to say. I have never apologized for my faith and for the scriptures. I love the scriptures. I'm just always aware of who we're talking to. And Serene and I are yin and yang. You know, if she wants to bring 1,000 scriptures, I'll remind her that we're not in church. But I love what Serene brings. And I have brought many a scripture myself. But, you know, I think of Jesus, and I'm not likening myself to Jesus. He knew the scriptures by heart, right? But what did he do? He sat there and he told a story. He told stories. He related to things. And I'm not a pastor. Serene's not a pastor. We bring any information we know and we say, hey, we're nothing without God. I mean, all truth, any knowledge has come from Christ's wisdom because he is the wisdom. But we're not here to actually go through a Bible study We're just here to bring fresh revelations. And if that is part of the scriptures, then it is. If it's not, it's not. And so I never want to be too churchy that we turn off people who might be just on the fringe and listening and just want some real health advice too. So that's where I'm standing. I will never apologize for being a Christian. And yes, without God, there would be nothing successful in my life. But I just wanted to share my heart on that. She's obviously not listening anyway. But I think as Christians, it's really easy to judge the other person, you know, and, oh, you're compromising when maybe you're not. Maybe you're just being aware of who's listening and trying to be wise about it.
Hear, hear, man.
Nicely put, Pearl friend.
Mm-hmm.
I got a scripture for you. Please, please do, Siri.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y. So we talked about methylation part one, was it last week?
Mm-hmm.
And Serene, do you want to recap as best as you can? Because then I want to get into the new. Or do you need me to?
Well, you know, we talked, just jumping in. My head has not been methylating at all.
Oh, okay.
But I can just go there. My head is in many, many places. Yes.
Okay, so you're
walking
a failure?
Through some interesting times, some fantastic times.
Yes.
But I have not been methylating. But I can, do you want me to see if I can spew it out?
If you can't, I'm going to ask Dan. And that would be funny.
So can I just, do you want me to quickly try? Just, no, let's just push it to Dan.
Okay, because that would be even funnier.
Tear in the headlights.
What exactly
what
would you like to know?
What did we talk about methylation last week, Dan? Can you recap it for everybody? What is methylation? You asked that direct question on the potty. And what foods do we eat to get methylation going?
No, methylation. No, it's a good,
okay,
I mean, it
not.
Happens. It happens in the body.
You know not.
It happens when, you know, there's the presence of some foods, but not others. And does it have to, I wonder, does it have to do with gas creation?
No. Okay, so you're wrong.
Do you want me to see?
Okay, you got one more chance, Serene.
Okay, so methylation is the maestro system of the body. So you think, okay, what does methylation do? You know, well, Pearl taught us last week that nothing really happens in the body without methylation conducting it like an orchestra.
Mm.
It's not just the helping our body get rid of the high homocysteine levels, which a lot of people think if you're not methylating properly, you get high homocysteine levels. That's really bad for your cardiovascular system. And that's what leads to heart disease and
things
like that.
That's what I was thinking, yeah.
But she's saying it's so much more than that. And she was bringing certain foods, how there's certain foods like the greens and even the purples, which actually are purple and green. The green is even inside of those purple and red foods.
Right.
And
so they the purple, have, you've got extra.
They have methyl donors in them.
Okay, good.
And methyl adaptogens in them.
Okay.
Yeah.
And was I listening?
Yeah, you were listening. Okay, so what have we got? What is methylation? It's the turning on and the turning off of your good and bad genes. That's DNA methylation.
That's right.
How do we get functioning methylation? Well, we have to have the
lycopenes.
Yeah, lycopene was one of them, Danny, but that's what we're going to talk about today, actually.
Yep.
That's an adaptogen. We have to have the substances to make this happen. And the greatest one to make this happen is called folate. So you've got your methyl donors, and we're going to finish those today, and you've got your methyl adaptogens. The most important methyl donor is folate. What foods were highest in folate? It was high in folate, but we're going to remember we said them. We got lentils. Leafy greens, asparagus, avocado, beets, fruits like citrus, and then the liver we talked about. Mm-hmm. If you don't want to eat it, you can get it in a capsule.
And then we talked about the brewer's yeast.
Brewer's yeast, and I do want to talk about that. That's, yes, you want to get unfortified nutritional yeast and unfortified brewer's yeast. But some brewer's yeast, Serena, I've noted, is not as high in folate as others. So you want to get the ones highest in folate.
And can
Are we allowed to share that brand?
I mean, you use, what's it called? Lewis Labs.
Yeah.
Oh, it's
and it's
very
called
high.
Unfortified Lewis Labs.
So we've got cruciferous veggies, lacto-fermented veggies, seeds and nuts, and liver. So those are your folate donors.
And if you have those foods in your diet, you most likely do not need the supplement
yes.
of the methyl
So we
bees.
Talked about that last week, that supplementation can actually be dangerous for some of us.
Especially when you live on all those foods you just
said.
Yeah,
you can go too low and your home assisting goes too low and you need your home assisting around a certain amount, not too high. So today we're going to just jump right into it. So those were your folate donors, okay? So folate is the most important star of the A-team donors. Now we're going to talk about some of the other A-team donors. And so these are them, choline. Mm-hmm. So to methylate properly, not only do you need folate, you need choline. So what are the foods
eggs?
Highest in choline? Yes, egg yolks. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting because Dr. Kara Fitzgerald, the author of Younger You, that book we talked about last week, she actually did say some interesting things. She said, yes, eggs are so high, but these things you don't need like too much of them. She reckons about 5 to 10 eggs a week.
Mm-hmm.
And so that sounds pretty sound to me.
Right. You can have more than that if you want to, but you have sufficient choline
but
at that level.
But you see, if you're overdoing eggs and forgetting about your other choline things, so salmon is another super high one.
Mm.
So salmon, if you're having some salmon and some egg yolks, you'll be doing great. We've got quinoa. Again, quinoa is such a superstar.
It keeps coming up these days.
It is one of the most, as I keep looking up these foods, quinoa keeps coming up and it holds almost all of them. It's just a superstar. And you've got chicken and turkey have choline.
Do you know, just talking about quinoa and talking about the choline also, and egg yolks, it's a crossover, but instead of a couple of eggs on toast, have you ever tried 2 poached eggs on quinoa?
No, delicious. But that sounds amazing.
Delicious.
Yes.
John Gussie did that this morning.
Okay. Cauliflower, broccoli, red potatoes. Those are high in choline too. You wouldn't have thought it, would you?
Love it.
Okay. Then we've got betaine. Danny, remember we talked about it last week? Betaine. What was the one high in betaine?
Yeah. High in betaine. Beets.
Yes. Beets. And you remember?
And broccoli.
And no, he says broccoli for every question. Every answer is broccoli.
Beets was because it rhymed kind of with betaine beets.
Well, the other one is quinoa again. Quinoa's even higher in betaine than beets.
Yeah.
And then you got spinach. Wheat bran is another high source, okay? So we're talking about our superstar team here. Choline, betaine, now vitamin B12.
Mm-hmm.
Without it, you won't methylate properly. So what's in it? You can take a supplement, but why not get it from food? Again, liver.
Yeah.
But if you're going to eat liver, you need a really clean source. So
and B12 is all mostly clean animal protein.
It is. She got salmon. It's high in
salmon. Because a lot of people think, B12. I can get that from spirulina, but it really doesn't change over properly.
Yeah, it's
and
how your body uses
it. I tried that for years, being a raw plant vegan for years, and I ended up having to pop pills, and then I realized, why am I popping pills? I should just go and eat the food.
That's when
I switched.
Why are we eating livers?
Well, liver is, as we said, so high in folate.
So is oranges, though, you said.
Oranges are much lower. Mm. Liver is your highest folate donor.
Of all time.
If you hate the flavor, you just pop a little pure desiccated.
It's just the concept. It's like an oil filter.
Liver, but you don't have to have liver. If you're going to eat enough lentils and beans and greens, you have enough.
Okay.
So but if you were pregnant or if you, like Danny, next time you get pregnant, you might want to pop a few liver pills.
Pop some liver pills.
So remember, B12, you've got salmon, tuna, and other fish. Fish are the ones, aside from liver, that are high in B12. So that's why we keep going on about fish. Fish is your superfoods. That's it.
I love it.
So those are your donors. You've got folate, you've got choline, you've got betaine, you've got B12. Those are your superstars. There's a B team like B6 plays a part, methionine plays a part, but they're smaller parts.
Mm-hmm.
So now I want to talk about methyl adaptogens. So you've got your donors and your adaptogens. They're all required for this incredible importance of methylation in your body. And remember last week we talked about that actually, more than half of us, 40 to 60% of us, have some methylation challenges if we have the MTHFR variant. So many of us do. Many of us haven't tested. Many of us have tested, but it doesn't matter if we have it or not. We should still be acting like we have it almost because as we're aging, we methylate less and less anyway.
Well, what about acting like we have it and supplementing? You see, because that's what I acted like I had it.
Yeah.
And so
I only mean the food you just said.
Yeah. That's how I eat. And then I supplemented and I went crazy.
Yeah, I think that we shouldn't supplement unless we know we have a very specific problem and then it's not coming up with food.
So basically just act like you have it with food.
Yeah. It's like blood sugar, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I never tested high in blood sugar, but I still eat like I might have high blood sugar.
You're not going to go get on metformin unless you have a really bad issue.
Because I don't want to get high blood sugar, so I eat like I already have high blood sugar.
That's right. Yes.
Yeah, so this is the same thing.
Yeah.
We eat for, you know, more than homeostasis. We eat to be like super winners. So the adaptogens are, these are the foods that have substances in them, like all those things that are hard to pronounce, like the flavonoids and the quercetin and the anthocyanins, all those things that are in bright foods, mm-hmm. or foods like spices that contain these really potent nutrients.
Like royal nutrients.
Royal, Serene. And so here's what you're going to get.
And doesn't the word adaptogen, the term adaptogen means to help your body give it a substance that almost can adapt to what your body needs.
Yes.
If your body's in a high stress situation, if your body is in great need in a certain area, it can adapt to help those certain situations. It can change.
Yes.
Those things can
And that's what this whole DNA methylation is all about.
Right.
The orchestra, the maestro of your body is looking around and seeing, well, how do we handle this here? Mm-hmm. Let's adapt. Let's turn this gene on.
Adaptogens, they basically can just put on a different cap and be something.
Yes.
For something, you know, be
yes.
Something
and they,
else
so they help the maestro be able to make this adaptation happen.
Mm-hmm. Like ashwagandha is an adaptogen.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good job. You got one right. Okay. So, berries of all kinds.
Mm.
Oh. And they're so beautiful and bright. And that's one of the signals that they're going to be a great mm-hmm. methyl adaptogen. Wild blueberries take the gold medal.
Do they
for adaptogens?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I got to go get some.
Those little tiny ones, they have less sugar.
They do. They're way lower in carbs.
They're hard to buy fresh, though. You can only buy them frozen.
Yeah.
These days, I'm really into fresh, but I still like my frozen. But, you know, you can thaw them.
Are you getting all uppity up your nose about fresh and frozen?
No, it's just that I love the pop.
Oh,
like
okay.
When you buy a fresh blueberry and I've been putting them on my salads and I don't like frozen
on
my salad.
No, I hate frozen on salad. Yes. But see, I love to throw my berries in smoothies. So
yeah, and that's such a good way.
Yeah.
I love berries.
Yeah, and that's a good way because I get to chew up all the skins that way.
Yeah.
Because if I'm popping blueberries in my mouth, I don't wait till the skin's all chewed up before I pop another one in. I know there's some whole skins coming out.
Oh, right. And what you're saying is when you blend it.
I get in all of it.
Yeah.
I slow down enough that way. Yeah. You see.
How about your cart at the supermarket when you hit those perimeters and you're filling it with like fruits and vegetables?
Do you get pride about it?
Massive
me
arrogance.
Me too. I have to ask the Lord to help me with my pride.
To forgive you and
especially
walk
when you walk past a cart.
Oh,
that
yeah.
Is filled with
fill
like,
those middle aisles.
Yeah, but, no, but hold, filled with pop and like white
yeah, but
bread.
So then you get judgment, right?
Oh, I have to take it to Jesus. I have to go all the way and have to start thinking all kind of humble thoughts. And
yeah, but you know what though? I don't know if it's pride. Is it pride? I don't, pride's when you're looking down. Okay, so if you're judging other carts, maybe it's pride. But what,
no,
if,
I feel
what
sorry.
If it's joy?
Compassion.
What if it's joy?
No, I actually feel compassion. I feel sorry for the Lord even. When I'm in certain Walmarts in certain counties.
You're going to get a few emails about that. Should I read them live?
Certain counties in Tennessee, certain Walmarts, you go shop there, you feel sorry for
the Lord,
for humanity and for the Lord, for what he created and how people have perverted it.
Yeah. But it's just knowledge, Serene.
It's like everybody's pasty.
Serene.
There's no life in their skin. Like the whole structure of mankind and womankind has all changed.
You should read the incomings live. That'll
yeah,
be fun.
Well, and yeah. It's, I don't think Serene's being judgmental.
No,
here.
I feel
she's
sad.
Saying,
I feel like crying.
She's saying, and that's what the Bible says. Hey, look, lady who left already, I'm bringing a scripture. And it says, my people perish for the lack of wisdom. And that's what we're bringing, right? We're bringing knowledge about food.
Yeah.
And it has to be acquired or else things start to rot.
Because I love the human race. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I think to myself, God, he made us in his image. And wow, what an honor to be a man, to be a woman, and to walk around as people made in the image of God. Like, wow. I mean, it's just, and then when I see what people have done to themselves, I feel sadness because a lot of it's done in ignorance. A lot of it's because they were raised that way, that their parents before that were raised that way, that it's not even in their heads that they're doing anything.
But where there is breath, there is hope.
Right, exactly.
And that's why I just love the epic turnaround, the epic transformation. Mm. But we need to keep with that. That was termed a rabbit trail.
All right.
So you got half people loving that, half people hating it. Hey.
Woohoo.
Depends on which one's buying that stevia.
So we said berries, purple or red veggies of all kinds.
Oh.
They're your adaptogens. So think
beets,
of them.
Beets
again. A purple cabbage, purple onion.
I've been doing a lot of purple cabbage.
Yeah.
And when I do the eggplant, I always keep the skin on.
Oh, you got to.
I got to.
Dark greens of all kind. Once again, they're high in folate. And once again, they're high in adaptogens. They are the double uppers. They're the superheroes wearing two capes. Mm. Capers.
I love capers.
Highest source of quercetin followed by quinoa.
Put them in the quinoa so in a salad.
Yes. So quinoa and capers.
What's a caper?
They're like little tiny balls of popping savory flavor. And they're mainly pickled. But they're just like water and sea salt added. You know, they're not like. But the caper itself.
They grow.
But it's a caper. I don't know what it is. I don't know what a caper is.
What is a caper? It's a berry, Leslie?
Les and John are saying it's a berry. Les,
it's a jolly berry. No wonder it's an adaptogen. Oh. No, you're thinking of an anchovy, but I always used to get them mixed up too.
No, capers. Capers usually are on salmon. You know, capers and salmon.
Right.
Isn't
that amazing that it's a berry? I love
Does
that.
Does it taste like a berry?
No, it's savory. It's like a little, it's like almost in the olive family to me.
Yes, olive family.
Okay. Sounds luxurious.
So we've got quinoa again.
Olive is a fruit.
Yes, I know olive is a fruit. Quinoa has to sit on the methyl donor and adaptogen throne and we have to crown it and we have to lay wreaths of flowers around quinoa.
Yes, we do.
That's what we have to do.
But can you imagine making a quinoa cold salad with capers in it?
Yes. We'll just call it methyl salad.
That'll be amazing.
Crystal's methyl salad.
Mm. Crystal's methyl salad. There's some Brandon right there.
Sure. We need to find someone named Crystal to sort of be the brand ambassador of this dish. So welcome back. This is Crystal's methyl salad.
Then we've got sunflower, pumpkin, and sesame seeds and their butters. I want to talk about these. These are adaptogens and they're powerful. Do you know, I used to love all my seeds.
Serene, come back.
Where are you going, Bubby?
I'm getting my yuck-yum.
She's got her yuck-yum.
Oh, I thought you were just heading out.
I thought you were going to bring us some pumpkin seeds.
You should see how much methyls are in this.
What methyls are in this? Methyl donors and our adaptogens. Tell me.
Well, first, Marion blackberries, organic.
Marion, what are those?
I don't know, some kind of blackberry. It sounded gourmet.
Wasn't that the mayor of New Orleans or something?
Organic raspberries, red. So they've got red and we've got black.
Smoking crack.
We have flax seeds in here. Yes. We have three choline-rich pastured egg yolks from my backyard.
Oh, that puts me
off. We have lacto-fermented raw pastured milk. So lacto-fermented is another thing for methyl. I have 3 tablespoons of that Lewis Labs brewer sheets with the high methyl. And I took my liver capsules with my first few sips of this, by the way. And usually I throw in pumpkin seeds as well.
That's amazing. Pumpkin seeds.
Oh, there's a bunch of other things, but they're
so I used to love my roasted seeds. And we've done potties here on the benefits of pumpkin seeds. We never talk about it really as a methylator. Mm. We just talked about its high zinc content and all its...
So good for men.
Men.
And make my husband have them.
Oh, man. It's great for the men's sperm, let me tell you.
Yes.
But I discovered that as a methyl adaptogen, pumpkin and sunflower are the most potent duo together. And Dr. Cara Fitzgerald, I keep referencing her, but she said, I know people love them roasted and they're still good roasted, but eat them jolly raw. And I thought, yuck. Then I've been putting them on my salads raw and I can't go back.
But
people,
Pearl,
I can't go back.
That's like awesome. But what if you do this? I soaked it in a bowl, put a little sea salt in them, right? They say to soak it with a little medium of salt. And then I rinse them and let them sit in that same bowl. So that's a sprouting day. They're stuck in my dehydrator with a little mineral salt and cayenne pepper. They crisp up. They make roasted ones taste like cockroaches.
Cockroaches.
So yummy. And do you know what
seeds I
chose to do?
If I was a purist who wanted to do all that work, I would.
I was last week. Do you know what the seeds I chose to do that to? Pumpkin and sunflower combined.
Isn't that incredible?
Am I your good student?
Yes, you
are. Can Danny get backseat in the class?
Danny's always in the backseat.
I choose the backseat.
And the butters. So I've been branching out, like veering away from just, there's nothing wrong with almond butter, but veering away from peanut butter and almond butter because I was so excited about methylation that I also got pumpkin butter.
Pumpkin seed butter is the yummiest thing in the world.
And sunflower seed butter. And oh my goodness, when you just mix that in your salad, it's like food has become so exciting for me. I literally cannot even fathom my next meal. Like these big salads I've been making with these methylators in them. Okay, so we've got, here are your spices. Turmeric.
Can that be the name of your next granddaughter? Methyl?
Methyl. Turmeric, rosemary, oregano.
Oh, hold on. These are methyl donating spices.
No, they're not donating. What are we up to?
Adaptogens.
You were about to go to the back of the class.
Sorry. Yeah,
so those
we
are your big
adaptogens.
Three. Throw them on everything. So that's what I've been discovering.
Say them again. Turmeric.
turmeric, rosemary, oregano. Rosemary might be the queen.
Okay.
And I had a jar of dried rosemary, fresh or dried, doesn't matter, sitting in my jolly spice rack, and I hardly ever pulled it out. I love rosemary, but hardly ever did it. But now that I understand its brilliance, I've just been sprinkling it on jolly everything.
Oh, you can even put it on toast.
Ooh,
with olive oil.
Well,
makes
yeah,
the toast so much more yummy.
That's the Italian, like,
the
thing you eat before dinner, right? Is the oil and vinegar and rosemary.
Put the rosemary on there.
Yeah, Italians
like
know what to do.
Oh, so good.
Oregano, turmeric. So everyone knows about turmeric these days. And yes, it is a very powerful adaptogen. Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl. And I'm Pearl. And who are you?
Serene.
This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y. So then we've got onions and garlic.
Good old onions.
Very great. We've got apples.
Hang on. Those onions, garlic. Question, teacher.
Yeah.
Raw or cooked for those?
See, can you look that up? I don't know.
Like, right. Is it the same? Is it all the
but
same?
But Serene, we cook quinoa, and that's cooked quinoa.
Just so. Wanting to know, because I know I was a raw food freak out for 15
Leslie,
years.
Hey, Leslie, can you look up...
And I always thought raw was best, because that's why I was a raw foodist.
But onions and garlic, look up cooked or raw for methyl adaptogens.
Come to find out that a lot of foods need to be cooked to be absorbed properly by the body. The more you heat mushrooms, the more they become beneficial. Hey. Same with tomatoes.
Lycopene. So the more lycopene is released.
Some things I wasn't even
when
digesting
you cook
properly because I refuse to eat anything cooked.
What about carrots or other beef stew type of additions?
Carrots are not called an adaptogen, but they're great for other things. They're high in beta carotene and things like that.
Should they be cooked before you eat them or does it matter?
No, it's actually better raw, I think, for carrots because there's less starch with such a sugary carbohydrate, don't you think? I mean, they're not bad cooked.
Yeah, they're not
but they're
bad.
Not one of those things that are tough on your system raw.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I was thinking.
So we did that.
Liz
is going to get back to us that if she's a good researcher.
Is broccoli tough raw?
Broccoli's tough on my stomach raw. I can eat it cooked, but man, it tears me up.
So talk about another M word, methane, you know?
Methane.
It causes a little methane gas.
Now that is gaseous.
Gaseous. Hey, so we said apples. They're an adaptogen. Who would have known? When you eat an apple, you think, oh, it's so crisp and lovely and fresh and water content. No, you're eating a methyl adaptogen, people.
Wow. Yeah, see, some of those simple things we forget, like cabbages are so wonderful.
But here
so
we
simple.
Go, oolong tea. That's why we carry it. It's an incredible methyl adaptogen, as is green tea.
Matcha, that means matcha is like
matcha
the queen
is
of it
very
all.
High, as is, people, coffee.
Okay.
Can I just tell you guys something a little bit? Because I was afraid of green tea.
Yes, go.
Am I allowed to interrupt, teacher?
Yes, I was going to say something about coffee before the...
Yeah, but I don't want to forget about the matcha.
You go.
The matcha and the green tea, I know that they're so healthy. They're so incredible. But me as a woman who was still trying to have another child, I worried about the fact that I'd read, you know, some information that, hey, you can't have too much green tea because it can really pull the folate out of your body and it can bind with folate. Well, let me just tell you.
Okay.
So coffee's been making me a little bit of a freak out lunatic these days. Somehow it gets inside of my cells and jumps around like a...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like yeah. I stayed
bad
up,
joker.
I stayed up till 2:15 a.m. because I messed around and had some coffee in the morning.
And I love coffee. I think it's healthy. It's fantastic. Antioxidant. I'm not saying it's bad for you, but for me, it affects me that way. So I went to matcha, but I thought to myself, well, I haven't been getting pregnant anyway, so let me just go on a binge of matcha.
Get it, girl.
I'm having like 3 matcha lattes a day. I'm just like, I'm having it. I've been trying to not have it all these years and I love it. I'm having it.
Oh, yeah.
I'll tell you what. So I got my blood tested.
Yeah.
My folate was
high.
The roof, crazy through, almost dangerous.
I know.
Levels of highness, and it hasn't been taking my folate out of me.
So
there you go.
It's very interesting, Serene, because I had read the same things too. It goes to show that we all need new science, don't we?
Yeah, because look at the Japanese woman having
lovely babies. I know. And so there was that thing. They said, when you're pregnant, be careful about green tea, match tea, pull the folate out of your body. But, you know, Dr. Kara Fitzgerald, who is the foremost expert, I've said this 50 million times, she says, no, green tea, matcha tea, even coffee. You don't want to do too much coffee when you're pregnant. They're adaptogens. They help your body methylate.
Praise the Lord.
So, and it's the chlorogenic acid in coffee. Yes, Bob. What, Leslie?
Cooked is better.
Oh, my goodness. Brilliant. Leslie just said onions and garlic are better cooked for their adaptogenic abilities. According to her Google, your Google might say something else.
Okay, so we need to cook most garden things except carrots?
No, Dan. There's no across the board on that. Many are better cooked. Okay.
There's good things about both.
And some you do both. Yeah.
I think there's that beautiful balance.
Like I do raw kale, cooked kale. Mm. And I get different things for different. Yeah.
Yeah, in the raw, there's some sulfur compounds better in an onion. But that's what I'm saying we should be doing always, mm-hmm. you know, and just enjoying all food.
You should do a for sale masterclass on kale snacks.
Because my goodness, Autumn is making this roasted kale salad, Serene.
Mm. Yeah.
So amazing. She's
coming out with a book, that girlfriend.
Yeah, Autumn's coming out with her book. Okay. It's an anti-inflammatory book. She does THM, like all the S&Es, without meat. You only eat meat because she's
about meat. She wants to.
Yeah, she would like to, but
she's
got
an autoimmune thing from.
Yeah, she's got. She's walking out of an autoimmune thing that resulted in psoriasis on her body, which came from a strep throat incident when she was younger. Interestingly. Oh. So she is on this anti-inflammatory pathway and all her psoriasis has reduced so dramatically.
Wow.
But so she eats, she does not eat.
And it's not that those four foods cause psoriasis.
No.
No, it was the strep throat weird thing.
Yes.
That morphed into it. It's just that certain foods help clear things up.
Yeah.
So she can't at this point, she wants to be able to in the future do things like eggs, red meat, chicken. I mean, she's not despising those foods, just they're not for her right now. So she does eat salmon and the only dairy she eats at all is goat cheese. She's so excited because she's just discovered all these foods and her book is going to be for all those people that said, oh, I have to be away from this food and I don't know what to eat.
Mm-hmm.
So she made this roasted kale salad for the last few nights. So incredible. She gets 6 ounces, and this is one serving of kale, which is a really big bagful.
Yes.
But then you roast it with just a little bit of coconut oil and sea salt.
Oh, yum.
And she roasts it she actually broils it. So it gets a little crispy. Ooh, and that's her bed.
Oh.
It's roasted and it's yummy. What else does she put in it? She puts a little bit of sesame. She'll have to come on here and tell you.
Yeah.
It's going to be in a book, but it's literally, I taste it. I can't believe how good a food can taste. It's so incredible.
I'm so excited.
So with that, well, we're almost to the end of our adaptogens. We've got limes, mushrooms, but especially shiitake mushrooms, tomatoes. There's your lycopene, Dan.
Mm.
So you said that. You got it right. And yes, in tomatoes, they need to be cooked for the lycopene to really express itself. And also, don't put them in the fridge. I never put my tomatoes in the fridge now.
Sunny windows.
Their lycopene goes so far down. The refrigerator takes all their lycopene down, so you need to put them on
the window. Same with whatever the goodness is in mushrooms.
Mm-hmm.
It shouldn't be refrigerated. You should put them in a sunny window for them to absorb all the vitamin D.
Yeah, well, right before
cooking.
Is it
vitamin D? Is that the one?
Yes, it's the vitamin D because mushrooms from trial and error, if you put them on your windowsill for like 3 days, they're gone. They're pretty bad.
Mm-hmm.
So you can keep them in your fridge and that night when you want to cook them, take them out and just give them a couple hours in the sun.
Okay.
Sun and bath. Then it only takes a few hours and they absorb. It goes from like basically no vitamin D, it's very little from the refrigerator, up to upwards of 1,000.
What are your favorite mushrooms for like cooking in eggs? And
I love baby bellas. Ooh, I love them.
Called baby bellas?
Baby portobello mushrooms.
Portobello mushrooms.
I love all mushrooms. Even the button white mushroom that you get at the grocery store. They say just 3 of those a day reduces breast cancer incident and risk dramatically.
Wow.
Mushrooms are just such strong immune enhancers. Even that jolly little white mushroom.
Yeah.
The last, here we are at the last adaptogen. Healthy sources of soy. And I want to talk about soy, Serene.
So funny how your brain did that.
Yeah.
It knew the word soy was coming up. So it
soy applied it.
We're going to talk about soy and then we're going to quit because we're at 38 minutes. Mm. So we've got, what are the healthy sources? I'm going to say them and then we'll talk about our stance on soy, our new stance. So you got edamame, which is the fresh green soybeans.
I'm for.
We've got organic tempeh.
I'm for. That is cultured and fermented. Super high.
Super amazing.
And what is it? It's the vitamin K?
I think it is K.
Mm-hmm.
But it is an incredible adaptogen.
Mm-hmm.
Miso.
Yeah.
Of course.
Fermented,
and then
delicious.
We've got tofu. And I want to talk about that. So back when we first released Trim Healthy Mama, our very first book, Serene, in 2012, 10 years ago almost, there was a lot of sensationalism about soy at the time. And soy was on the baddie list of most people.
Right.
At the time. So when we wrote our book, we said, you know, we're not really scared of soy, but we said, you don't want to overdo it and don't use processed soy.
Right.
So we kind of kept like, We never had any recipes with soy, basically, but we're not against it. I think since that time, I personally have done a lot of study, and I now am pro-healthy soy sources of soy.
Right. So I think where Pearl and I stand now is we don't believe in anything genetically modified.
Yeah.
So if it's GMO, we're not for soy.
And all soy is GMO unless it's organic.
Right. And so the other thing we're for is more traditional cultural ways of having soy. The reason why soy is so bad here in our Western countries is because we replace it for meat. Mm. We replace it for dairy. We make like faux cheeses, faux meat, faux things like that with soy. We make TVP, faux beef, you know, textured vegetable protein made out of a soy.
The
protein
soy protein,
powder.
That
and
is
so
GMO.
It's too much. And so in cultural situations in like China, they're not replacing their meat with tofu. They love their meat. They're just adding little squares of tofu, like swimming in a little soup with a bunch of other vegetables and meat. And so they don't, and they have soy milk traditionally, but they didn't drink it like cow's milk.
No, but let me talk about how soy has redeemed itself. And Sri and I, we only feel to eat non-genetically altered sources. But the studies have come out, and soy was called a big endocrine disruptor. It was called a big, you know, back then it was all about estrogen dominance. You eat soy, you're going to be estrogen dominant. That has proved to be absolutely incorrect. Mm-hmm. Soy, actually, the higher consumption of soy, good health is of soy, the lower the incidence of breast cancer and prostate cancer. It's very interesting.
Jackie Chan didn't look
Asian populations moves. That eat more soy than us Western populations, they eat more natural sources of it. They don't just eat TVP, textured vegetable protein.
Right, they're not having a concentrated soy.
No. So I don't like, you know, when you go to get a fake burger and it's all processed textured vegetable protein. No, I won't choose that. But yes, I will choose some organic tofu.
I will have some green edamame, whatever you call
absolutely.
It.
Edamame. God, so I think that's where we stand. And as shown there, they're fantastic adaptogens. Mm. Each person can do their own research on that. But I have researched the heck out of soy and I'm happy with it.
I'm demonizing foods that God actually made.
Yeah.
Okay, so but there's a way of having them. Like we don't want to go and take beautiful oranges that God made, make concentrated juice out of them and chug that all day long. We're going to be diabetics.
Yeah.
But I'm all into sitting down to an organic orange.
Yes.
So I'm all into sitting down before my sushi and having some green edamame.
Yeah.
I'm not going to have a textured I'm not going to have a textured vegetable protein burger and then chug it down with processed soy milk.
Now, tofu is made from the curds of soy milk,
I'm not
you got
soy milk,
cheese.
But you know, the way that it's
well, drinking
processed,
soy milk doesn't help you at all because it's actually a high GI.
Yeah.
For some reason, it's a high GI and they put sweetener and stuff in it.
Yeah.
But tofu is, you know how cottage cheese is that we suggest for anyone on our plan not to drink whole milk or milk, right? Because it can be a weight promoter. So we say, hey, take the cultured parts of dairy. They're much healthier. Mm-hmm. The cultured, the protein parts, not all the GI parts, not all the starchy parts and the lactose. Yeah. So tofu is like the cottage cheese of milk.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty interesting. Of the soy milk, the beans made into milk, and then it is cultured into tofu.
Well, it's an ancient food.
Yes. Now, if you can get sprouted tofu, it is better, but it's harder to get.
It's very hard to find.
We're done. 42 minutes. All of you guys who love our longer parties, this was for you.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.